Saints head coach Sean Payton joining us now. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Good being on, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, and congratulations from the win yesterday. I think the story that really you walk away from that game thinking about is the Taysom Hill block in the third quarter, the punt block that really kind of changed the momentum of that game, not only from a game perspective, but also offensively. You guys were able to get back on the field, short field, take it in 30 yards, and score a touchdown. It was a turning point in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, defensively, we did a good job in the second half, particularly on third down. Taysom's block punt really shifted the momentum, and it goes to show you every week in our league, there are given plays. You don't know if they're going to come on offense or defense or in the kicking game, but you do know that it requires guys going 100%. You know, that it can't be like someone else is going to make the play. It has to be that mindset. I'm going to make the play, and the block he makes wasn't even on a punt rush. It was really on a return. He did a good job with a little up and under, and quickly that momentum shifted. Fortunately, we were able to score and then keep moving at that point very quickly. Then into that fourth quarter, the momentum completely shifted.
Now, Coach Payton, you look at half and the game's unfolding. And fans have asked me this, how does Sean Payton and Drew Brees, how does the whole offense handle this? Because you could be in a row and it feels like you score almost every possession, but then you get only a touchdown in the last 13 possessions, you know, and then all of a sudden you're leading the NFL, you're scoring 37 points a game, and it looks like, man, I mean, I don't know. It's like we're struggling for six quarters. The fans want to know, how do you handle that? How do you respond to that adversity? Then all of a sudden, you score 25 unanswered points. Just explain that to the fans, because that is something the normal human being can't deal with.
Well, it's not the normal human being. It's the local fans that are used to Madden-type numbers. And
right.
Look, every week, we're going to play a different type game. Some weeks, you get off to a quick start. I think Drew said it best yesterday at the end of the game. You know, look, each week presents another challenge, and how it unfolds can vary a lot. But what's most important is how we respond. And, man, we made our fair share of mistakes in that first half offensively, myself included, right at the front of the line there. But the response coming out in the second half after Taysom's block, then we have the touchdown, Ingram's touchdown, and then defensively getting off the field the way we did and the way we handled the third down numbers. Tampa Bay was first in the league in third down conversions. And I think in the second half, we really did a good job, particularly in coverage, of taking away some of their better players and eliminating some of the big plays. That's the way that game unfolded. This week is a different challenge, and week by week that can vary.
Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, hang with us. More when we return. You're listening to The Coach's Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to The Coach's Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Zach Strief and Bobby Hebert joined by Saints head coach Sean Payton. And, Coach, you talked about it, and there's no question. This team over the past five games defensively, it's the best five-game stretch in your tenure in New Orleans. And it's been really phenomenal in a season that the conversation has been that you can't play good defense anymore. And you look at the performance over the last 5 weeks, it's been really over the top, and I think really led by your defensive front. I think the front seven has played phenomenal. You're getting tremendous pass rush out of your guys up front. Cam Jordan, his third straight game with two sacks. Sheldon Rankins, his emergence. Even David Onyemata shows up against Dallas and has three sacks. So your defense really – is playing as good as I think you could possibly hope for.
And Coach Payton, along with Zach, saying, listen, this is not an opinion. I tell the fans, this does not lie under at your helm, allowing 20 or fewer points. The Saints are 72-9. What? This is the NFL supposed to be parity? Man, that is dominant football right there. I even take the approach. I'm so confident in you and the offense and Drew Brees. I would take 23 points or less that the Saints, if you look at the long haul, the percentages, we're not losing.
Well, I think two things. that go into the defense and what we've seen. Our run defense, really, if you went all the way back to our first Atlanta game, you know, where the challenge in Atlanta was to slow down their 6 and 7 hole zone scheme. And since then, slowly, we've become one of the better run defenses in football. And if you can force a team to become one-dimensional, which is hard to do, but if you can do that, obviously you have a better chance of rushing the passer. And so I think the two elements in, you guys hit on already, is the pass rush, when we're getting teams into these throwing situations, and our ability to neutralize the running game. And, you know, it kind of works together. The back end is playing better. Our rush, our sack, our hurry totals here in the last five-week stretch has been real good. And it's the right time. It's the right time of the year for that to be gelling.
Now, Coach Payton, I tell you what, I don't have too many spiritual experiences, but I definitely had goosebumps, in French you'd say, in Louisiana, frissons. Man, the hairs raising on my arm. I was so freaking pumped up. When I'm looking, it's like y'all go 7 plays, 53 yards. The touchdown by Mark Ingram. I look at that 17-yard touchdown run. Now to 7 minutes left in the game. We're up 25-14. How excited you were and go to acknowledge Mark Ingram. I just thought that was freaking awesome. Because as a player, to me, that it couldn't even have been better if that would have occurred in the Super Bowl.
Well, it was such an important play in the game. There was a stamp, really, for our offensive line, for our defense, and for Mark to have that type of run, that physicality, and to be able to score. Man, that there's a lot of emotion that your team generates, and the sideline feels it when you're there in person. You know, you're just reacting to the emotion of that play, and you know, the inside guys, it was a 4 or 5 hole run. We started hitting more of those as that game wore on. Probably took me a quarter too long to get to some of those, but nonetheless, I just thought it was a huge drive to go ahead 2 scores.
Now, you know, Coach, looking at players like Mark Ingram, obviously, you know, being associated with Deuce McAllister for the most rushing touchdowns in Saints history kind of speaks for itself. You look at Ingram, what he's brought to the table, I think he's truly been a pro's pro. Then I look at Michael Thomas and what Michael Thomas has been able to do amongst the best of the best. When you look at the 3 seasons and he's surpassing Odell Beckham Jr. And you know, that kind of speaks for itself. So just talk about the type of player that Mark Ingram, Michael Thomas, and now all of a sudden how they're contributing on a level that speaks for itself because you're part of NFL history.
Both those two players, unique in their own way, are very physical players. And Mark's ability to run with pad level, there's a certain violence he runs with. And if you can get him the first 3 steps, 4 steps, in a zone scheme or a gap scheme, man, he's a tough guy to bring down. And you saw it with him breaking tackles. Mike Thomas, after the catch, is a tough physical player. Obviously, they're different positions, but they're important pieces to what we do, not only as an offense, but as a team. And I think I've really enjoyed watching just the progression of this team. And I would say the unselfishness offensively or defensively or in the kicking game of this team relative to each week, and knowing how difficult it is to win, and knowing, you know, there's increments or steps that you're playing for. You know, winning a division is difficult, and that's one step and one goal. And then finding a way to improve or secure the best seed you can, that's another goal.
Right.
And so all of that is in place right now.
Saints coach Sean Payton will be with us when we return. More from the Coach's Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Zach Strief and Bobby Hebert, and joining us on the phone, Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, you take a look at the possession chart from yesterday, and the field position in this game played a huge role. You look at your guys in the second half, you scored touchdowns, really scored on four straight possessions. They started at the Tampa Bay 30, the New Orleans 49, the New Orleans 47, and the New Orleans 41. Your special teams have been phenomenal this year. I think Thomas Morstead, for a guy he has not had to kick a lot of balls, flipped the field for you guys twice yesterday in big plays. But talk about the field possession, the drive starts. It's really an area you guys have excelled in all year long.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one thing that we've been really talking about. We went into that game yesterday thinking it was going to be a lot more challenging weather type game. Earlier in the week, it was 100% chance of rain, high 90s. And, you know, come game time, it wasn't as bad. You know, the field was somewhat slick, but we talked a bunch about, you know, trying to play the game on their end of the field. I thought that Thomas did a great job. I felt our coverage units were good. And then when we had them on their end, you know, we did a pretty good job, I would say. Tommy Lee had a couple good punt returns, one decision to leave it alone and start us really, you know, on the plus side of the field, or if you will, the 35 plus. So I thought that was significant. And, you know, the game is hidden yardage. The game is field position and where you're playing it. And if the mistakes are made on their side of the field, they generally generate points.
Now, you know, Coach Payman, I look at, like, players and expectations. You look at Davenport. Now he's back in the fold. You can see him flash in front of you. You know, he gets a quarterback hurry. You look at quarterback hurries, tackle for a loss. And I remember talking with Mickey Loomis about this, about the progression of expectations in a player. It might come in that first year. It might even be that third or fourth year. Or even look at Robert Meacham, where he was at. I think if we'd have had maybe, and I think you'd agree with this, more patient, maybe with Malcolm Jenkins, you can give a number of examples. But the point being is that it seems like the light has definitely turned on with Sheldon Rankins. I looked at Sheldon Rankins, his 8th sack of the season. That is 2 more than he had his first 2 seasons combined. So you can see his progression. But the one guy, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm just thinking from the get-go that Cam Jordan was a stud, first, second, or third down. And where he's at right now, what, he had 2 more sacks. He has 12 on the season, 1 shy of his career high of 13. But when you talk about the expectations and the plan or the vision you have for a player, you're truly dealing with human beings, and you don't know. It might be their first year, but it might be 3 or 4 years. But Cam Jordan has definitely been that guy to me from the get-go, and it seems like it's really clicking for Sheldon right now.
Yeah, I would agree. I think first with Cam, he and Mark both came in with a high amount of production early. They were smart. They are smart. They're guys that stepped right in. It can vary. I think, listen, I'll go back to Malcolm. His light came on right away. His rookie year, shoot, our vision was nickel, and there he is in the Super Bowl. And so with him, it was more of just the decision when he hit free agency, and that ended up being a boneheaded decision. So, but there are some players, I would agree, that come in and transition quicker than others, and there are some players that after a year or two, all of a sudden, man, they have it. And you're constantly measuring that. You're also looking at, as coaches, do we have them in the right role? Do we have them doing the things that they do well? Do we have them doing things that they're going to excel at? And sometimes you tweak that or you change it a little bit. Sheldon's been playing, I think, outstanding. Go back to the week of the Redskins, that stretch at home here, and all of a sudden,
right.
You know, his ability to get pressure inside, he's sudden. He's a fantastic teammate. He's someone that learns very quickly. David Onyemata, you know, you love as a coach to see your players develop and take steps. That's the essence of teaching, and that's a credit to Ryan, Dennis, Sheldon. You know, all of those guys that are involved in the day to day grind, and you know, we want to see them have all the success in the world.
Coach, one of the things that we've heard a lot about the last couple of weeks is kind of an inability of this offense to push the ball down the field. There's only been two plays over 20 yards the past 2 weeks. Seems to be an area, and this has always been a really explosive offense and has been this season. You guys fourth in the NFL right now in yards or in plays over 20 yards passing the football. But is that an area that you feel like teams are trying to completely eliminate from you, or is it an area that you guys have just struggled in the last couple of weeks in?
Well, I would start and more realistically look at and say, number one, man, the Cowboys got a good defense, and that's going to be a team regardless of how they finish and where they, you know, if they end up in this tournament, that's a defense, much like you're looking at the Bears defense. There's a few defenses that you've seen later in this season where you're getting a chance to see them maybe on TV or maybe when you play them live. So number one, credit their defense. Tampa yesterday, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot early on and then finally got moving. But I think it's important that you have those plays down the field. Drew's been exceptional locating them. Shoot, just 2 weeks ago, it was Tommy Lee. It was a bunch of guys. And so constantly you're looking at your shot plays, your aggressive plays. You know, we had a flea flicker yesterday, flip back. We got a big play, Traquan behind the defense, and he just wasn't able to come up with it, but he'll get that the next time. So you got to keep looking at them, designing them, attacking the defense, not just horizontally, but also vertically.
Coach, thanks so much for being with us tonight. I hope you guys get an extra day of rest here before you head out to take on Carolina. Thanks for being with us.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Saints head coach Sean Payton.